it's a bit hard to take in, to be honest with you, today. But it's just wonderful being home, being in the community that I grew up in, and just being received back into the community. And today we've a homecoming, and I'm just so privileged to be accepted into the community the way that I am, and such a heartwarming feeling, you know. And I can't wait to meet everybody this evening, 6:30 in the Market Square. It's just incredible. And yeah, look, standing on top of K2 last week, and you know, the greatest mountain in the world, the toughest mountain in the world, and just being a Donegal man, and so proud. It's pretty hard to put into words.
The message that you sent from the top, and it's a message obviously that was broadcast on Highland and elsewhere, people will have heard it over the past number of days.
Yeah.
The emotion that was in your voice was so clear, so palpable.
Oh, it was incredible. You know, I dedicated the climb to my 4 children, and indeed to the children of my county and community, that don't be afraid of life. Don't be afraid of living. Don't be afraid of dying. Don't be afraid of setting goals. Never, ever, 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 ever be afraid of living life to the max. You go get what you want in life. Yes, life's full of obstacles. It's got 100 reasons why you should turn around, but you should never give in. My climb on K2 was a prime example of it. I walked away from it in 2015. Didn't think I would ever get the chance to realise my dream in life was to summit K2. And, you know, 3 years later, to be able to pull it off, it was down to that dedication, commitment, self-belief, and removing obstacles, removing the negative energy and putting positive energy in front. And that's really what life's about. Life's worth living.
And just to put this into context in terms of your achievement, if you took everybody in history that has successfully climbed K2 and brought them into Ungrinnan Theatre, you wouldn't fit it.
No. 375 people have ever got there. When you think about the magnitude of the mountaineers in the world, you know, the privilege as an Irishman and as a Donegal man to stand there with the Donegal flag in my left hand and the Irish flag in my right hand was immense. It's not Everest. It's not any other mountain. It's K2. It's the Savage Mountain. It's the one that all mountaineers fear and all mountaineers want. And just to be able to pull it off was mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. And humbling. You know, I don't have a feeling in my body of I'm bigger or better, stronger or fitter than anybody else. I have a very strong feeling of humbleness that I was given permission to survive K2, to summit K2, and to take the Irish flag back, knowing that 10 years ago today, Jared McDonald lost his life on K2, who was the first Irishman. And the tricolour had never got off the mountain. And to have the tricolour here today in Donegal means a lot to me. It was as if the journey's closed now for Jared McDonald's family, and we've brought closure to that, and that we've gone full circle.